Welcome to Let's Talk Sales, the podcast that's all things sales and business development. This podcast series is for CEOs that are looking to build strong companies, sales VPs and sales managers that want to take things to the next level, and salespeople that are looking to improve. This podcast is brought to you by Calavia, the sales playbook platform made for your sales team by your team. The Calavia Sales Playbook houses your company's best practices, templates, and processes. It also functions as an online sales training academy for existing and new hires. Learn more at calavia.com. Today's podcast is part of our Inspirations series, where we share inspirational quotes to help keep you motivated about growth and development. This is Charles Bernard, and today's quote is, "Learning from Accountability and Workability," by Brett Hoble. Brett Hoble is an American personal trainer best known for appearing as a trainer on the U.S. reality TV show The Biggest Loser Couples 4 in 2011. Here's the quote. "If I could give one tip for people, it's not an exercise or nutrition regimen. It's to walk your talk and believe in yourself. Because at the end of the day, the dumbbell and diet don't get you in shape. It's your accountability to your word." Now, I happen to love that, so I want to spend a little bit of time giving you my impression on why I love that quote. So accountability to your word really starts with the belief that your word means something. And I know that kind of sounds obvious, but I can't tell you how many people I've come across where their word, in their mind at least, I think, doesn't mean anything. People make agreements, they don't keep agreements. And by the way, I don't mind if people don't keep agreements because, frankly, life gets in the way. Things happen outside of your control, and you're not always going to keep your agreements or keep your promises. But for me, honoring your word is about cleaning up the mess you might have made because you didn't keep an agreement. You were late to a meeting. You didn't show up to a meeting. People were counting on you, and you weren't there, for example. And so honoring your word is about cleaning up messes. Honoring your word is about having every intent to keep your word, but also making sure that people know, quite honestly, that for whatever reason, you're not going to be able to keep your word. If you can tell people in advance, that's great. If you can't, clean it up. Either way, keep your word, honor your word, where at all possible, your word counts for something in the world. That's basically my conclusion. And I really appreciate you listening to this week's inspiration. You can find the notes for today's inspiration at criteriaforsuccess.com/pod30. Tune in next week for another inspiration to help stay motivated and focused on growth. And tune in on Monday when we'll be interviewing Robert Handel, CEO of VoIP Network. Want to stay motivated? Are you looking for more tips, advice, and growth ideas? Be sure to check out the CFS blog at criteriaforsuccess.com. Let's Talk Sales is a production of Criteria for Success, and it's produced by Rebecca Smith, Ariana Miskell, and Elizabeth.